right, welcome to it on a Tuesday. Good to have you here. It's where the rubber meets the road for real. And we're doing a special live program from Troy, Michigan today, part of the Auto No Fault Reality Tour, coming to you live from Specialty Rehabilitation. Three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Bill Barr defends John Durham and his investigation into everything that led up to the Russian investigation and the Mueller report and some of the things that came later. Number two, the U.S. is sending more troops to defend Syrian oil fields. The question is, why are we doing that? And number one, the House impeachment vote, an official vote of some sort, apparently coming Thursday. We're not sure what that's going to look like, but some sort of a vote coming on Thursday. So say the Democrats, to more formalize the impeachment inquiry and investigation and come out from behind closed doors, I guess. But until I see what it is and know what it is, I'm not going to worry about it too much. I'm not terribly concerned about it at all until I know what it is, because thus far the Democrats have conducted just about everything behind closed doors. We know there are hours and hours of testimony, and just a snippet here and a snippet there gets leaked out, which promotes the Democrat narrative. And the Republicans are saying, no, wait a second. Like when you look at Paul Volcker, they say everything that he said undermined the entire narrative of what the Democrats are saying, and yet they're not allowed to say it because they'd be in violation of House rules and so forth. So hopefully this will help things to come out into the open. And then you look at why they're doing it Thursday, and it was announced yesterday. Of course, that happens the day after al-Baghdadi, the number one terrorist in the world, was killed by U.S. Special Forces, and his number two man was also killed in a separate raid by U.S. forces. So not only is the number one terrorist in the world dead, the number two terrorist in the world is dead, and immediately the Democrats come out on that day to announce that they're going to take a vote this week on impeachment to make it more formal. Obviously, they don't want Donald Trump to own that 24-hour news cycle, though he did for the most part. And in fact, I want to share with you some of the things that were said on the major network newscasts and some of the ways that it was handled by the network news. Now, of course, when Osama bin Laden was killed, they fawned over Barack Obama for making that happen. But in this case, they wanted you to believe somehow that Donald Trump was a stooge and didn't really know what was going on. So that's why they asked him all these questions. Yesterday when he came out on Sunday, when he came out and talked about the raid and gave a lot of specificity, he did that because he was in the room and he was watching what was happening. But the reporters wanted to show somehow he wasn't connected, he wasn't in the room, he got a briefing. They were trying to catch him up and getting to make a mistake. That's the way it appeared to me. It didn't work out, obviously, because he was on top of it. The photographs from the Situation Room have come out. The president, the vice president, and others were right there. The Joint Chiefs, head of the Joint Chiefs was there, along with the Defense Secretary Mark Esper and others. Let's see here. We'll start with ABC News. Among those outlets forced to acknowledge President Trump, that he must be commended for his decision to go after Baghdadi. It was gutsy, because think about this. How many of you remember the cover of Time magazine in the late summer 1979? Do you remember the cover of Time magazine, late summer 1979? Jimmy Carter had attempted a raid into Tehran to rescue the American hostages that were being held at the embassy in Tehran. The Iranian-American embassy had been overrun there. There were 54 American hostages being held there. They were held there for 444 days. And Jimmy Carter attempted a raid in the desert. And I remember the pictures as a kid. I was 14, 15 years old, on the cover of Time magazine, because the helicopters they sent had gotten caught in a sandstorm. The turbines and the engines blew up, and everybody was killed. All of the Americans were killed, and there were pictures, and they were dead in the desert, and it was a big win for the Iranians. And Jimmy Carter was obsessed with trying to get the Americans out, and of course he failed. They were released on January 20th, 1981, the day that Ronald Reagan took office. I wonder why that is. But think about the risk by President Trump to say, let's go in and let's kill Baghdadi. It is a high-risk operation. If it had failed in the middle of this impeachment inquiry, the disastrous optics, it could have been a fatal mistake, but he didn't do that. He didn't blink. He did the right thing. He went in, he got Baghdadi, he got the number two guy. Well, the American military did, but at his command, and got it done. And now people actually have to give credit. We'll start with bite number two from ABC News. Bite two, go.
Just months ago, you were in charge of this region as head of U.S. Central Command. And before that, you were in charge of U.S. Special Operations Command. You just heard from the president and the defense secretary. What's your reaction?
Well, thanks, Martha. It's great to be with you. Well, first off, congratulations to the president on this extraordinarily bold decision. And as the secretary said, there's a lot of risk that comes with this. So credit has to be given to the president for accepting that risk and authorizing this mission. But of course, it's our men and women, and particularly the forces that were on the on the target that accomplished the mission last evening. And so all the credit has to go to them. The intelligence community, of course, had done a fantastic job, and our interagency partners and other partners and allies in the region for their support. So I think we have to acknowledge all of that right up front.
And of course you do. Of course you do. But of course, the narrative changed. The president gave too much detail. He was too talkative. Anything they can find to try to discredit the president is what they do. Now on CBS, the former acting director of the CIA also praising the president. But you know full well the left wing was going to reignite its scorched earth policy very quickly. I didn't realize they would do it in the form of announcing a vote on impeachment yesterday as to take away from the 24-hour news cycle, but so it is. But here is CBS with its praise, bite number three. Bite number three, go.
To me, right, this is a great day. We should be really thankful that Baghdadi is gone. And clearly the intelligence community and the U.S. military did an amazing job, and the president made exactly the right decision.
And the president thanked Gina Haspel, the CIA
Absolutely.
Director.
And I think we'll learn more in the days ahead about what the intelligence was and how we got it, and we'll thank even more people.
Yeah, as we try just to figure out exactly who played a role and how well it came across. Of course, you heard the president say it involved Turkey and Syria and Russia and the Syrian Kurds all playing a role in the apprehension and death of al-Baghdadi. By the way, the dog that was injured in the raids expected to recover now. The dog that was chasing him down when he touched off that suicide vest, good news, he's supposed to survive. Even over at NBC, Chuck Todd appeared to be a bit in pain doing the story on Meet the Press of Baghdadi's death, and the same for Richard Engel in Syria. But, you know, truth is truth. Go. Bite four.
A lot of detail in the president's remarks just a short while ago. A shocking amount of detail, really. You normally don't get that level of specific information about these highly secretive raids carried out by elite special operations forces. But President Trump laid it out. He seemed to want the world to know how this happened, that he was watching, that American special operators flew in, that took them an hour and a half, that eight helicopters landed, that they blew a hole through the wall of a compound, and that they killed apparently a number of bodyguards, and that Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi himself was crying and screaming as he was hiding in a tunnel, that he was flushed out with the dog. Tremendous.
Everybody had to admit it. Everybody had to admit it. You know, and that tells you something. When ABC, NBC, CBS all have to admit the president pulled off a daring order to go after the number one terrorist in the world and succeeded. That's got to hurt him bad to say it. 14 after, we'll be right back. You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Maurer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Maurer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Maurer Foster Insurance. In Lansing.
So, you're finally ready to lose weight. Maybe it's so you won't need medication for diabetes, blood pressure, or high cholesterol. Or maybe it's just to look and feel better. Whatever your reason, MyPureHealthSolutions.com can help. MyPureHealthSolutions.com will customize a weight loss program designed specifically to tackle the hormonal imbalances that cause you to be overweight. It's a program that can be done anywhere, on any schedule. Learn more today at MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
For this latest installment of the Pioneer Audio Tour, I've hopped on one of their shuttle buses. We're driving around the Johnston, Iowa campus, Pioneer's largest R&D center. I want to give you some sense of the scale of this place. There are research fields surrounding research buildings, one building after another. I've lost count. Right now, we're passing acres and acres of greenhouses. But what happens inside these is even more enormous than what I can see from outside. Genotyping, predictive analytics, computer simulations, and more to bring you the next generation of Pioneer hybrids and varieties. So we've been driving now for 20 minutes already, and there's still more to see. The Johnston campus, one of the places that makes Pioneer, Pioneer. You'll hear more from me later. For now, let your local Pioneer sales representative hear from you.